This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Dukes and Bell. We're going to talk to an old friend of mine, NFL Network analyst Charlie Casserly. I knew Charlie in Houston when he was the general manager there. He is a championship front office member because he won Super Bowls when he was with the Redskins guys. He knows what it's like to put championship teams together. It is Dukes and Bell, and Charlie, it's good to have you on the show. How you been?
Very good. Good to talk to you again.
Absolutely. We were talking about this, you know, the philosophy, and I want to start here before we start talking about what you're seeing with some of these players and teams and even our Falcons. The philosophy, we've always heard this. Oh, take the best player available. How does that trump the need of a football team when you need a quarterback or you need a defensive tackle like our Falcons? We hear this all the time. How do you weigh those things, best player available versus team need?
Well, you set the board up by best player available, so you have the best value in order. And then you maneuver through a trade, hopefully, to move up or down to fill your need. Now, that's an ideal world, okay? That's a perfect world. The world isn't perfect all the time, but that's the game plan to do it.
You know, Charlie, we've had a long conversation about these quarterbacks. I mean, is there anyone that you would take over any other one? I mean, the pros and cons. Who's your guy right now if you're picking number one with the Browns?
Darnold, to me, is the number one quarterback in the draft. And one way to look at it, he's got the least issues of all of them. And that's not what you want to say sometimes. But I think this guy's smart. I think he can win in the pocket. I think he can make plays outside the pocket, too. I think he's a good leader in his own right, great by example, no issues off the field. So I think he's the most solid of all of these guys.
Charlie, can the Browns screw this up? I said take Saquon Barkley at four, you take Darnold at one. You've transformed your offense. But, you know, we're talking about the Browns. They haven't gotten it right in many years, right?
Yeah, but this is a different regime. Mm-hmm. The Browns of old should not be even mentioned in the breath of this regime. This is the three guys who were trained by Ron Wolf. John Dorsey did a nice job in Kansas City acquiring talent. He upgraded that roster. So I think you have to look at this thing totally differently. Now, they're on the clock in a pressure situation, and we'll see how they do. But they've got a lot of high picks here, and I think they're going to come out of this thing and look real good.
Charlie Casserly with us here, longtime NFL personnel guy, general manager, and again, part of the championships with the Redskins, built the Texans. He joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline now with NFL Network. You've got us taking Taven Bryan from Florida at defensive tackle. We like his game. Is he more suited, though, to be like a defensive end in a 3-4? You like him as a defensive tackle?
No, I like him as an upfield tackle in a 4-3 defense, a penetrating type player. People call it a 3 technique, but I just talk English, okay? He's a penetrating defensive tackle, and I think that's what he is, and I think that's would fit the system very well, I think, in Atlanta.
Charlie, what do you see in this kid? Taven Bryan out of Florida, because, listen, I love Daron Payne. I don't think he's going to be there. Vita Vea, to me, is off the charts. What do you see on film when you watch Taven Bryan?
He's an upfield guy, penetrating guy, makes plays that way. So as opposed to Payne is a more line-of-scrimmage guy, strong at the point of attack. You don't see pass rush out of him. That's something you got to figure out in the workout. Can he rush the passer? As far as Vita Vea, I mean, this guy is Helodinata to me, but a better motor than Helodinata, meaning he's a dominating run guy and he's got pass rush ability.
Charlie Casserly with us here breaking down the draft. Again, we'll have coverage live from Mercedes-Benz guys coming up in 2 weeks' time. Charlie, Saquon Barkley, I mean, all the measurables just off the chart at the combine, but as a general manager, do you still say, I can't go that high on a running back in the first round?
No, it doesn't make any difference, the value. If the guy's the best player in the draft, take value. If you start dropping down, then you're taking more chances. You know, look what Ezekiel Elliott did for the Dallas Cowboys. He improved the quarterback. He improved the defense. He got him to the playoffs. A dominating running back now can do that. Now, he's got to have something with him. Look at Todd Gurley. 1 year he's got an offensive line and a quarterback and receivers. 1 year he doesn't. He's a totally different guy. Okay? So it's not as simple as one player, but a running back can have an effect. This guy can have an effect because this guy's an excellent receiver. See,
right.
I think you can move him around and get him outside and get him matched up away from the line of scrimmage, and he catches the ball like a receiver when I watched him in the workouts at Indianapolis.
Charlie Cassidy, our guest here as we talk some NFL football. We're getting ready for the draft, guys, counting down to the NFL draft. And, of course, Charlie will be a big part of the NFL Network's coverage. As we talk about, impact guys, and everybody's talking about the quarterbacks, what you said Baker Mayfield, you were talking about has the less issues. You were talking about specifically Darnold. What do you make of Baker Mayfield?
You know, the people that have studied this guy and spent time with him have no issue with him as far as his personality. Mm-hmm. They like his personality. They think he's a competitor. I hate to use the word winner because, winning at what and with who and against who, sometimes you have to ask that question too. But the personality does not seem to be an issue to NFL teams that have spent time with him.
You like Josh Rosen? I know we've heard, and there was an article, it'll be at an ESPN.com interview, actually the magazine, Charlie. I know he's got a lot of opinions. He's got a head full of ideas. Does that scare away some personnel guys?
I think it will. I really do. And it's going to reflect in a poll I did, which we're going to show on Path to the Draft today, where I polled 20-plus teams in the league to get their opinion of how the top four quarterbacks are rated. It's kind of revealing when I show the stats on the thing. I think everyone agrees this guy's got NFL talent, but there's a durability question, which has nothing to do with personality, and there's a personality question, which I'm sure he'll win people over in the interview. But the real key is when he gets to the NFL, is he going to mature enough to handle coaching, handle the outside influences? If he can do those things, sky's the limit with this guy. He just has to understand that.
Charlie, being here in Atlanta, obviously lots of talk about the Dogs and the season they had with Georgia and, you know, the kids that are coming out there with Sony Michel in the backfield and Nick Chubb. But, you know, defensively, everybody thinks Roquan Smith's going to be a top 10 pick. Do you agree?
No, not necessarily. I'm not saying the guy isn't a hell of a player. He is. But I think, you know, you might see teams value some other players ahead of him. The quarterbacks are going to eat up minimum two spots, could be four. Mm-hmm. Right away in the top 10. Then you got Chubb and you got Barkley. Well, you're up to six players right there.
Right.
And within that, you know, you've got other players that are going to be Minka Fitzpatrick, okay, for example. He's a top defensive back. He's got to eat up one of the spots in there. So it's hard to say when he's going to go. I have him going 10 to 15. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of Derek Brooks, a Tampa Bay run and chase guy. That's what he is. Some of the 34 teams may not want to take him inside. I think 10 to 15 is where I'm guessing it's going to go.
Charlie Cassidy with us here from NFL Network. Guys, going online, you can watch all the programming leading up to the draft. Nobody does it better. Get your coverage on NFL.com. Charlie, here at Georgia, Isaiah Wynn played tackle, but he projects obviously as a guard, a little undersized. Do you like Isaiah Wynn's game, and is he worth first-round pick?
Yeah, late first-round is what I see in him. A physical guy, you're right, he's going to play guard in the NFL, be a emergency tackle, but that's not how he's going to make a team or make his living. But I do like him. I like him, as the physicality of him, the size of him. I see him a late first round as a guard. Sometimes when you say a late first round as a guard, he usually doesn't go in the first round,
right?
Because the guards lose a little value and they really go in the good ones go high second round to late first. But he's a good player. I like him.
There's a kid that a lot of people don't know about, I think a lot of football fans, who went to UTSA, University of Texas San Antonio, Marcus Davenport. Big defensive end. I think he's pretty dominant in college and was at the Senior Bowl, Charlie. But, you know, is this kid a project or is this a guy that you're going to draft and he's going to have immediate impact?
Yeah, I think he has impact on third down right away. Now, again, it's technique and it's an adjustment to different players, but I see all the tools. I see speed. I see quickness. I see change of direction. I see quick hands. I see athletic ability. I see the guy being able to rush the passer at the NFL level. I have him in my top 10 of my mock draft right after Chubb. I think there's a need for these players by a number of teams. There's not many of them. He's the guy I'm fascinated where he's going to go and then how he's going to play.
And, Charlie, you're a guy that had to deal with contracts as a general manager. Charlie Cassidy with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. We've got a doozy of a contract coming down the road with Matt Ryan. It doesn't matter now when it gets done. May get done before camp. I mean, the guaranteed money, are we going to see more of this or are owners going to shy away? Because the way the Kirk Cousins contract was structured, it looks like, you know, agents are looking for more and more guaranteed money each year.
Well, they are. And Here's the fascinating play. I mean, Cousins was a free agent, and he had a better offer from the Jets. See?
Right.
Jets don't have a quarterback. They got a lot of money. They got to get a quarterback, so they're going to make an offer. 3 years guaranteed, which is most contracts are guaranteed for the first 3 years of them if they're a five-year contract. See, it's just there's different ways to word it. This was a three-year contract guaranteed for 3 years. So you only have the guy for 3 years, fully guaranteed. Now, will there be more of these? It's hard to say. Will a player risk playing it out and becoming Kirk Cousins and going and playing 2 years on a franchise tag? With no guarantee after that if you get hurt. If you're willing to do that, there'll be a Kirk Cousins contract waiting for you. If you're that good, Matt Ryan is, if you're alone on the market with no competition, that's to me the scenario where it could happen again. I don't know if it happens short of that.
Do the Giants stay at number two, or do they move back and gain more picks?
Well, I wouldn't move back to Buffalo at 12. I wouldn't go to 12. I'd stay right there at 2 and take a player. If I moved one or two spots, okay. I might do that depending upon what happens in front of me. But you win with elite players. And you've got to have some stars on your team. Yes, you have to have a number of good players, but you've got to have some stars that can carry it.
Kind of do.
And if you think Barkley and Chubb are stars and Darnold, who's ever there, then you take them.
Got about a minute left, Charlie, so we'll kind of go lightning round with you. Charlie Cassidy with us from NFL Network. Lamar Jackson going to be a first-round draft pick?
You know, I wouldn't draft him there, but if you get some teams down in the 20s, like in New Orleans, who's trying to find their quarterback of the future and they believe in him, that's where it could happen. It is towards the end of the first round. I'd be surprised if it happens before then.
The Cardinals going to find their quarterback, or what are they looking for in this draft? I know Bruce Arians moves on, but a lot of people think that they've got, you know, some personnel there that they can win with and maybe get back to the playoffs.
Well, you know, they need a number one receiver. You know, Fitzgerald's a good player, but, you know, he's not a guy that is going to threaten downfield. And you got to have an heir apparent. So that's simple. They need a tight end. So those are two things to get that offense to the next level, I think.
Right.
Defensively, they need another corner. That would be important to them there. So Bradford is a guy who's played at a Pro Bowl level. He just don't play at it very long.
Right, right.
And so quarterback of the future has to be a priority. I think last year they wanted Mahomes. They got jumped for it. I think they've got to be in the market for it again. I would make it my number one priority. If there's a guy I was convinced could play, I wouldn't do it just to do it, though.
Well, we always enjoy watching you guys. Check it out. Path of the Draft again. All the mock drafts. Charlie's got one up at NFL.com. Thanks so much for the time.
Great to be with you now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.